It's Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025, and here's the latest in the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. A Comstock man arrested for the suspected arson of a strip club. 11 Wisconsinites will be pardoned by President Donald Trump. A candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court was in Barron County on Saturday, and lawmakers propose a new all-black license plate. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. Here's our top story. Investigators say the fire at Shooters Showgirls Strip Club in Elk Mound was intentional. Leads and surveillance footage led to the arrest of 25-year-old Colton Jansen of Comstock, said Dunn County Sheriff Kevin Bigged on Tuesday evening. The establishment was destroyed by fire early Saturday morning, and investigators determined it was caused by arson. Police said Jansen was interviewed, and he allegedly admitted his involvement. A motive was not given. He was arrested and booked in the Dunn County Jail with formal charges pending. 11 Wisconsinites are being pardoned for taking part in the January 6 attack on the U.S. Capitol. The action came as part of a package of pardons and executive orders issued by President Donald Trump after his inauguration. The convictions against them range from violent entry into the Capitol to felony disorderly conduct and bringing a dangerous weapon to the Capitol grounds. Trump is calling his pardons part of his Liberation Day and referred to the people convicted on charges related to January 6 as political hostages. Wisconsin is joining a multi-state lawsuit against President Donald Trump's attempt to curtail birthright citizenship. Raymond Newport tells us more.
Democratic Attorney General Josh Call and Governor Tony Evers said Tuesday that the executive order is unconstitutional and that citizenship by birth is enshrined in the U.S. Constitution. Wisconsin, along with 19 other states, want to invalidate the order. President Trump and his supporters say birthright citizenship is being used by immigrants to illegally get a foothold in the United States. This is unlikely to be the only legal challenge against the executive order, one of dozens Trump signed hours after taking office on Monday. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by a conservative activist to obtain guardianship records in an effort to find ineligible voters. The court did not rule on the merits of the case, instead saying in its 5-2 decision that a lower appeals court was wrong in saying the records should be released because that was in direct conflict with another appeals court ruling saying the records should not be released. Ron Heuer and a group he leads, the Wisconsin Voter Alliance, sought the records, but the Supreme Court dismissed the case on a technicality and did not rule on the merits. A candidate for Wisconsin Supreme Court was in Rice Lake last weekend. Judge Susan Crawford met with voters at the Barron County Democratic Party headquarters on Saturday as she campaigns for a seat on the state Supreme Court. Crawford was a trial lawyer for the Wisconsin Department of Justice. She prosecuted health care fraud and malpractice cases and represented the state in felony appeals cases. Since 2018, she has been a Dane County Circuit Court judge.
My approach in decision making is to apply common sense and make sure that I get the facts right in every case and that I'm applying the law in a way that protects Wisconsinites.
Crawford said her opponent, Waukesha County Judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, has been politicizing an election that should not be.
He has been out there with his campaign saying how he would decide cases, and that's a violation of the judicial code, for one thing, and is just really inappropriate to interject those kinds of issues into a Supreme Court race.
Crawford and Schimmel are running for an open seat left by the retirement of Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The election is April 1st. Cold temps caused a pipe to burst Tuesday in the emergency department at Marshfield Medical Center in Rice Lake. Marshfield said crews cleaned up the area and repaired the pipe, but the ER entrance and registration area was closed. The ER is open and seeing patients, but those visiting the hospital should use door 2 near the main hospital entrance for the time being. Republican state lawmakers plan to introduce legislation allowing motorists to purchase a special blackout license plate. Sean Maloney takes a look.
The proposal, co-authored by Grafton Representative Paul Melotic and Mozenese Senator Corey Tomchik, could also provide a new source of revenue for the state's transportation fund used to support roads and bridges infrastructure projects. Blackout plates have been popular in neighboring states, with Iowa generating more than $30 million from an all-black license plate since launching it in 2019. Minnesota started selling a blackout license plate just over a year ago and issued more than 270,000 plates, generating roughly $7.8 million in revenue. The plates would cost $25 more than standard license plates and would come with a $25 annual renewal fee. Sean Maloney, Wisconsin Radio Network.
And that's the latest from the Northwest Wisconsin News Center. I'm Carl Cooley. Have a great Wednesday.